This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan together with Dashan Johan. It's Friday and of course we're all looking forward to the Long Raya weekend. So a rather happy and celebratory story for you that we have. Last week, high school chemistry teacher Yasmin Nurul Amin received word that she has been selected as teacher chaperone for the Space Camp Exchange program, which is to be held in the US next July. So we find out more about the program and what's in store for Yasmin next year.
And if you like to share your thoughts with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So on to the story. Back in November last year, the 2020 Space Camp Exchange Program was announced as part of the US Embassy Kuala Lumpur's Beyond the Moon campaign, and that celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing. So the program was on the lookout for Malaysian student leaders to attend the Advanced Space Academy in Huntsville, Alabama, in July this year. But sadly, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the program has been postponed to July 2021.
Yeah, you know, so yes, two students from Malaysia will instead head to the US next year, and joining them will be a teacher chaperone. The lucky teacher selected is a high school chemistry teacher by the name of Yasmin Nurul Amin.
Yes, and Yasmin is a teacher at SMK Lasalle Petaling Jaya and has made headlines before. So back in 2015, she was nominated for the prestigious Varkey GEMS Foundation Global Teacher Prize, which is touted as the Nobel Prize for Teachers. And that's presented annually to an exceptional teacher for their outstanding contribution to the profession. She was the first government school teacher in Malaysia and Southeast Asia to be selected as a top 50 finalist for the prize back in 2015.
So a former analytical engineer, Yasmin first started teaching at SMK Kampung Jambu for 2 years before moving to Lasalle PJ, where she has continued teaching since. She's a strong advocate of STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering and mathematics, and has said before that increasing the number of PT3 students pursuing science in the upper secondary is her lifelong agenda.
Mm. And though she didn't win the Global Teacher Prize, it was a huge honour for her to be nominated. And she went on to rally the Petaling Jaya City Council to fund a renovation project for her school's chemistry lab and then equipped it with modern state-of-the-art facilities, a mini forensic lab as well. And that project was completed back in 2019. So she joins us now on the line to share more about her passion for teaching and to fill us in on what awaits her at Space Camp next year. And also joining us is her former student, Brandon T. Siva, who helped Yasmin on her winning application for the Space Camp program. So welcome both of you and thanks for joining us today. Let's start with Yasmin. Now that you've said before that teaching can't be taken as a profession, that you think of it as a calling. So what led you to a career in teaching?
So would it be okay if I say that I wasn't into teaching actually, because I wanted to become a translator. But as I go along my life in university, I find that chemistry is one of the subjects that I have high interest in. So I took up industrial chemistry. But after I work as an engineer, and I think this is most important in a person's life, if you still have your parents, where your parents still take interest in your career in future. So what my father did was, we had a talk about 2 years into working as an engineer, and he told me that, how do I see myself in 10 years? So I was like, I want to be an engineer because I love my job, but he was like, he thinks that I love talking and I love imparting knowledge, because my father basically likes to buy 9 newspapers a day and we basically read them. And then he told me that, I think you should become a teacher. And after that, I was like, okay, maybe I'll give it a try, because I felt that if he thinks so, then maybe I can make up a career in teaching. And I think what your father says is never wrong, because I think in being a teacher, I've like achieved a lot of milestones, and I'm quite happy that in what I am now.
That's really great to hear. So you teach chemistry and science. What challenges do you face, if at all, teaching STEM subjects to high school students?
Okay, when we talk about STEM or STEM, science, technology, engineering and maths, so basically we are not really teaching the technology and engineering yet, but currently the syllabus has been revised, and the inclusion of the technology and engineering part is there, but not extensively. So because of that, when the public says that, okay, you're teaching STEM subject, we're not really teaching STEM subjects, but we're teaching science as physics, chemistry, and biology. So the challenge that we face is how to incorporate the technology and engineering into the science and maths subject, because we are not really there yet. So although we have a STEM package, but we're not there yet. Mm. So another challenge that I face is my students have high interest in the subjects, but it doesn't translate well in the exam, which means that currently we have 100% examination approach, okay, where it's completely examination to show how good you are in the science subject or maths. But I think that's a hindrance in the students' progress, because they all love the hands-on activities that I've conducted over the years. But like I said, it doesn't translate in the exam. So I think probably an inclusion of hands-on activity in future, like classroom activity, would be good, okay, to increase the higher rate of interest in the STEM subjects. And plus, when we're teaching science-based subjects, we are basically in need of funds, because we can't really just teach through videos and talking. Chalk and talk is just a thing in the past, and we need all this. So basically more funds, I would say, that a teacher needs to carry on teaching STEM subjects in high school students.
Right. So then how can parents help or play a role in nurturing an interest in STEM subjects for their children?
Okay. This is an approach that we tried over the years to just tell parents, okay, help your child at home. But I find that some parents are also lacking in the number of activities that they can do with their children. So because of that, during this MCO period, the National STEM Center, led by Dr. Isen, so we had a program where it's called Shocknya What Activity Di Rumah. So we were all involved doing various STEM activities. Like for example, for my session, I basically did an activity where students at home can make plastics from milk. So it's basically household items. So I think parents need that. Parents need a guidance from a certain body to show them how to nurture interest in STEM subject from home itself, using household items. And the household items are not expensive, because, like I said again, science subject needs money. So that's one of the way that parents can help play a role in nurturing an interest in STEM subjects for their children.
Okay, moving on to you, Brandon. You were the Scouts troop leader in SMK La Salle, PJ, where Puan Yasmin is the lead teacher advisor. Could you describe your role in working formidably with your teacher?
My role was to oversee the Scout troop, whereas we'd have little juniors ranging from Form 4s, Form 1s. And being the troop leader, it was more delegating my tasks among juniors. And I couldn't have done it all without the help of my new teacher advisor, Puan Yasmin, where we would sit almost every day, if I'm not mistaken, sitting and discussing ideas of what to do, where to go, where do we get. Recently, not too long ago, we just submitted Bruno Hansi with the whole Scout troop, and that was one of the plans that we incorporated. And being in partnership with Puan Yasmin, there were a lot of ideas that ranged out not only in Scouts, but it ranged out to a point where we were able to bring more exposure to the juniors, as in the sense of not just limited to scout knowledge, but also life knowledge. So instead of sitting and doing the traditional singing during scout meetings, there would be times where we incorporate science experiments and relate it back to the classes in textbooks. So it was more of how we bring joy and exposure to the students, as in the sense of I wasn't just playing the role of a troop leader, but I was playing the role of being an older brother to them and trying to see how me and Puan Yasmin could do it better compared to other units and clubs.
Mm. And another interesting point about you, Brandon, I understand that you are actually an art stream student. So I have to ask, what role did Puan Yasmin play in nurturing your interest in science?
That is indeed a very interesting question. It's an amazing story. But to sum it all up, there came a time where I was sitting in the scouts then holding up my science textbook. And I was actually just screaming to myself because I couldn't understand what was going on. And Puan Yasmin caught me off guard and she invited me into her lab. And that's when, I think this one was about 4 months before SPM. And that's when we would sit every day and she would print papers, questions, and she would teach me science, but not based on the textbooks. And I was open to more experiments, more, you know, things that I didn't learn in class. I was taught more on how science is incorporated in life, and she would always invite me for her STEM club experiments, and I would play along, you know. I'd fall back to becoming a kid, playing with soap, playing with water, and playing with fire. And it was amazing where I learned science from Puan Yasmin more than I learned in the classroom. So that's how my interest in science really boosted up, although I'm an art stream student.
That's wonderful. So now just moving on to the Space Camp program that you've been selected for. Yasmin, what got you interested in that particular program?
So basically, the NASA Space Camp program is held in conjunction with the 50 years of anniversary of the landing of the first man on the moon, which is Neil Armstrong. And it also happens to be on my birthday. Okay, and I've always been intrigued by this particular event, and I also love the phrase, Houston, we got a problem. So when I started teaching science, my students are always wondering that why we can only learn about space through videos and books, especially my Form 1 and Form 2s. So although we did a lot of projects where we built planets from household materials and waste materials, but they were like, okay, we're building this, but for what? What is the importance of learning about all this? So because of that, when I was approached by the U.S. Embassy to participate in this program, I felt that, okay, this is where I can actually try out and see if I can make the cut, okay, to get the actual experience. So I participated and was subsequently selected.
And congratulations on being selected for the program. And I'm curious to know what the application process was like. Brandon, I understand you were instrumental in that.
So Puan Yasmin told me about this program and she was very excited at first. And out of the excitement, she said, okay, we have to make a video. How do I do this? I want to do this. I want to do that. And I stopped her. I said, okay, let's actually plan this out. And so while we were sitting and discussing, I called up a really good friend of mine, Shane Aflis, and I said, bro, Puan Yasmin needs help for a video shoot. We need to come down one of these days. We need to shoot, can or not? And yeah, so he came down and we started brainstorming ideas. We were just walking around the school. What do we do? How do we make this interesting? And then we realized that we saw a lot of Puan Yasmin's students' experiments in the classroom. So we grabbed that, we grabbed a bunch of DSLRs, and we grabbed some of the lights we had from our scouts then, and we made our own homemade studio setup with aluminium foil as a bouncer. And we just started shooting, you know. And the funniest part was, after our first day of shooting, I went back home to edit the video and I realized there was actually no audio. And so we had to reshoot everything the next day. So we went back, we reshot everything, and everything went well. We had crazy ideas. We never knew it would turn out to be something so amazing. We never knew that such a simple video would lead us to this. But yeah, the application process was really fun. Making the video was even fun. And I think shooting, throughout the shooting, I forgot the whole objective and I was just having fun with the cameras and shooting. Fun. And yeah, somehow it led up to this.
Well, that does sound like it was a lot of fun. So Yasmin, what will happen next year in the US, and what are some of the activities that are lined up?
Okay, basically this program consists of 12 students from 6 countries, Brazil, India, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Malaysia and Senegal. So students are chosen based on their leadership skills and academic records. So this selection was done last year. And I was basically chosen to be the teacher chaperone. And the program will be implemented by University of Alabama, Huntsville in the US. And the program is also held in conjunction, like I said earlier, with the 50th anniversary celebration of the Apollo moon landing. And it also aims to introduce the participants to the history and the current state of space exploration with a focus on US leadership in the industry. So the program will provide participants with an in-depth hands-on experience in STEM through the Advanced Space Academy program at the Space Camp in Huntsville. So other activities will include a two-day visit to Washington, D.C., a homestay experience with U.S. families, and of course a study tour of the University of Alabama, Huntsville. So the adult mentors like me, we will have special sessions with educators in the U.S., and we are designed to encourage the exchange of ideas and promoting best practices in STEAM education.
That's awesome. All right, so just to conclude, right, as the education sector and schools face many challenges during this COVID-19 outbreak, do you have any message for students and teachers alike to stay the course?
Okay, to all the students out there, I feel you because, you know, like my students, myself, I've been teaching boys in SMK Lasalle PGA for the past 18 years. And my boys are not the type to actually sit around in the house. So they're active boys. So this COVID-19 outbreak has rendered them, you know, enclosed in their own home. So mentally, they are becoming, you know, slightly down, but they're hanging in there. And of course, the teachers are trying their best to reach out to the students, but there's always a setback, like, you know, the availability of the devices and also good internet access. So basically, I think everyone just have to be patient and stay at home and, you know, break the chain, and hopefully everything will go well after this.
Thank you so much for joining us, Yasmin and Brandon. That was high school chemistry teacher Yasmin Nurul Amin from SMK Lasalle PJ and her former student Brandon T. Siva telling us about the Space Camp Exchange program that Yasmin was selected for as teacher chaperone. And as we mentioned earlier, the program was supposed to be held this year but has been postponed until July next year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So Yasmin will be representing Malaysia in the US come July 2021.
It's so wonderful, right, to hear that a Malaysian government school teacher will get a chance to participate in an international program like this. And she'll no doubt, you know, like we are sure that she'll no doubt inspire many other teachers and students from all her experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll definitely catch up with Yasmin next year after the space program is completed to hear all about her experiences.
Yes, and thank you so much for tuning in. That is all the time we have for today's show. You can, of course, continue to tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or look us up on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m., History on Repeat is back. And today we will be speaking to Professor Greg Huff, Senior Research Fellow from the University of Oxford, about Malaya and its role as well as what it went through during the Second World War. So that's it from us today on the Daily Digest. Do enjoy the long weekend. Selamat Hari Raya for those of you who are celebrating. Stay safe. You know, listen to what the government is telling us to do, but do have a good weekend with your family and loved ones. And that's it from now. Have a great Raya, everyone. This is the Daily Digest, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.